Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India-Mauritius bilateral cooperation. The participants are Gyaneshwar Mule, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam, is on a visit to India. He arrived on 9th of September. Prime Minister Modi and Mauritian Prime Minister had a bilateral meeting today in Varanasi. To discuss the significance of this visit, we have with us Ambassador Gyaneshwar Mule. Ambassador Mule, welcome to Akashvani.
Thank you, Deeksha.
Ambassador Mule, before we proceed with the discussion, let's listen to a report by Akashvani correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with Mauritian Prime Minister Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam in Varanasi today. At a joint press briefing, Prime Minister Modi reaffirmed the deepening ties between the two countries, saying India and Mauritius are two nations, but our dreams are one.
India and Mauritius are two nations, but our dreams and destiny are one.
Prime Minister Modi also stated that India and Mauritius are not just partners, but a family. He added that India has always supported decolonization and full recognition of Mauritius' sovereignty.
ये मॉरिशस की संप्रभुता की एक ऐतिहासिक जीत है। भारत ने हमेशा decolonization और मॉरिशस की संप्रभुता की पूर्ण मान्यता का समर्थन किया है। और इसमें भारत मॉरिशस के साथ दृढ़ता के साथ खड़ा रहा है। मॉरिशस के विकास में एक विश्वसनीय और प्राथमिक साझेदार होना भारत के लिए गर्व की बात है।
He added that energy security is an important pillar of bilateral partnership. PM Modi also said that IIT Madras and the Indian Institute of Plantation Management have signed agreements with the University of Mauritius. The bilateral talks between the two leaders covered the full spectrum of cooperation. 4 MOUs in the field of science and technology, oceanography, administrative training and telemetry were exchanged between the two countries. 3 more documents, namely in the power sector, Indian grant assistance for small development projects and hydrography were also exchanged.
Bharat Mauritius ke energy transition mein sahyog de raha hai. Mauritius ko 100 electric buses di ja rahi hain jisme se 10 pahunch chuki hain. Urja ke kshetra mein sampann hue comprehensive partnership samjhote se ise aur bal milega. Humne Tamarind Falls mein 17.5 मेगावाट का फ्लोटिंग सोलर पावर प्लांट के निर्माण में सहयोग देने का निर्णय लिया है साथ ही हम चागोस मरीन प्रोटेक्ट एरिया एसएसआर इंटरनेशनल एयरपोर्ट के एटीसी टावर तथा हाईवे और रिंग रोड के विस्तार जैसी परियोजनाओं को भी आगे बढ़ाएंगे
मॉरिशस पीएम इज ऑन अ वीक लॉन्ग स्टेट विजिट टू इंडिया आलोक राय आकाशवाणी न्यूज वाराणसी
Ambassador Mule, first of all, this bilateral meeting is happening on the ghats of Ganga. And even Prime Minister began his address by saying that welcoming friends from Mauritius in Kashi is not just a formality but a spiritual union. In your opinion, what is the significance of this meeting happening in Varanasi? Why was that location chosen?
Well, I think one has to see the cultural bindings that India and Mauritius have developed over a period of time. If you take even those colonial times, 500,000, that is 500,000 people, went from here to Mauritius and most of them, two-thirds of them, stayed there. Mahatma Gandhi transited through Mauritius and gave the message to them, the Indians there, that study, educate your children, participate in the political movement and never forget your connect with India. This was his message. Today, 70% of Mauritius population is of Indian origin. And you must have heard there is a talab there, which is called Ganga Talab, for example. And every household there, every Indian household there has two things. Every household has a Ramcharitmanas there. And every household has Mahavir, Hanumanjika kind of murti outside their house. So this bond was strengthened during India's independence time, subsequently Mauritius's own independence struggle. They became free in 1968. And since then, first Prime Minister Shivsagar Ram Gulam, who is the late father of current Prime Minister Sri Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam. So there is a very strong bond between, which is very different from other countries. So you would see that warmth and affection coming out this visit, which is unlike any other bilateral visit where there is more formality, more effort to strengthen the relationship. Here, apart from the mutuality we have, we also have a strong cultural and what we call civilizational bond with Mauritius.
I think India and Mauritius, both the countries are natural partners. Moving ahead, Ambassador Moule, back in March, both the countries had elevated their ties to enhance strategic partnership. Yeah. Could you briefly explain our listeners what does it mean and when does the relationship elevate to a level where it is enhanced to the strategic partnership?
We have a number of countries whom we call our strategic partners. But very few countries are there where we call the relationship enhanced strategic partnership. It shows an unusually strong bond between the two countries that covers almost every field. If you would have realized the two words that Honorable Prime Minister used in his briefing, he said that number one, we are not only partners, we are a family. Number two, he said that we are together also in our dreams as well as destiny. I think that destiny word struck me as a very strong word. What it means is our journey is going to be together, hand in hand. We both progress. There is a certain amount of deeper understanding that we have with us. And therefore, this enhanced partnership is only an expression. But that expression has tremendous symbolic and practical meaning for both the countries. So today, if you see the gamut of relationship, even Honorable Prime Minister covered, tells us that there is hardly anything left out of relationship. There is a cooperation in the medical field. Ayush setup will be established there, already there, Jan Aushadhi. Then energy field, we are trying to cooperate. We will be celebrating 125th birth anniversary of the father of the nation, Shivsagar Ram Gulamji. Whether it is maritime cooperation, whether it is security cooperation, whether it is bilateral economic cooperation, trade cooperation, I think the relationship is simply multidimensional and continuously growing. For last, India, Mauritius, India is one of the largest partners in trade and economic relations.
In fact, you mentioned maritime. So, Mauritius is a key partner of India's neighborhood first policy and Vision Mahasagar as well. Here again, I would like to ask you to explain us what Vision Mahasagar is.
Well, the words themselves speak the intention. Mauritius, the way it is located, it connects us with Africa. It's part of African grouping also. It connects us with what we call Middle East. It's also not far from Europe. And then it is also part of Indian Ocean, which is, you know, India is the only country after which an ocean is named. And India has been very, very conscious and concerned about security and has consistently made efforts that the Indian Ocean region stays peaceful always. So we do have what we call IOR, Indian Ocean Rim countries. We have bound them together. There's a Colombo collaboration where India, Mauritius, Maldives, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, we are together in that. We also tried to get into this, our countries up to Madagascar, including Seychelles. So India has been consistently tried, and this is very important, whether it is for preventing narcotics, preventing trafficking, preventing maritime disasters and, you know, disaster management, safety and security of ships, helping the ships in preventing piracy. So these are multiple dimension on the security side, strategic side. Also, we all know that China is trying to increase continuously and expand its influence, including in Mauritius and all these countries that I mentioned. So for India, this relationship, apart from being a very strong mutual partnership from security point of view, strategic point of view also, it's extremely important and we are going in the right direction.
Your answer actually brought me to my next question. And in the line of what all you have mentioned, I think today Prime Minister mentioned that India is committed to strengthening the security of Mauritius' exclusive economic zone. Could you throw some light on the exclusive economic zone as well?
No, Mauritius, as you know, is basically an island country. So it's surrounded by seas all. And they do have an exclusive economic zone there. But if you would have heard of UAE, Dubai, for example, exclusive economic zones are much more popular. So, and strengthening any exclusive economic zone would include creating more facilities, more infrastructure, making the port attractive, creating warehouses for the goods and things that come, export, import items. So, helping in that is a very major boost to the Mauritian economy. Because, as you know, Mauritius is, as it is, a semi-developed country already. But they did have a setback in the COVID times. and their economy suffered. Once again, they are bounced back. So in this, going on the economic side is equally important for India. And that effort is being made by these visits.
By both the nations.
Both the nations. March visit of our Prime Minister to Mauritius and this current visit of Mauritian Prime Minister to India.
In fact, Ambassador Moole, you mentioned economic stability between the two countries and economic development of both the countries. In that line, Prime Minister also mentioned that the UPI and RuPay cards were launched in Mauritius in last year. And both the countries are now working towards enabling trade in local currencies.
Right. Yes.
How important it is when it comes to the global instability that we are seeing currently.
Yeah, definitely. I think this is an important step. It's also a signal, I would say, in the current uncertain times of international scenario where we see many countries are kind of, say, example, 50% tariff of the United States. We have to have alternative strategies. So we have strengthened BRICS, for example. Honorable Prime Minister did go to a SCO meeting and he had excellent discussions with both Putin and Xi of China. So this is one of the steps to reduce our dependence on dollar trade. It's extremely important not only to us, but also to Mauritius. It is much more vulnerable to international disruptions and it helps both India and it also, I think, gives us a sense of satisfaction that why not trade in our own currency.
Now, I would like to divert your attention to another very important point. And Prime Minister congratulated the Mauritian Prime Minister and the people of Mauritius on conclusion of the Chagos Agreement. Could you also briefly explain us what exactly this agreement is and a little bit of history to it?
Well, Chagos has been traditionally, historically part of Mauritius. However, due to colonial regime, where both French and then British ruled Mauritius, somehow they got the control of this island. Now, they further leased it out to the United States of America, and that too for military purposes. This becomes a kind of a potent issue for continuous dispute and irritation. Now, with this matter settled, that sovereignty of the Chagos Island will rest with Mauritius. It's a milestone in the history of Mauritius. And for India, it is a very satisfactory movement because unlike many countries, India stood firm and always justified the ownership of Mauritius on Chagos Island. And then, because India has such deep involvement in building strategic relationship and security of Mauritius itself, apart from our own security, the fact that now the sovereignty will lie with Mauritius is going to certainly strengthen our security relations with Mauritius.
And lastly, Ambassador Moole, as we had discussed in the introduction as well, that the two nations are natural partners. So what steps have been taken by both the countries to bridge the gap and to bring in people-to-people contact to a level where both the countries have a very satisfactory and confident relationship?
There are a number of steps that Government of India has taken in terms of supporting the cultural activities. We have Indira Gandhi Cultural Center, which is extremely active, very popular. In the younger generation, there is a kind of a race to learn Indian dance, Indian music, Indian arts, Indian crafts. We also have regular exchange of cultural troops under ICCR, Indian Council for Cultural Relations, to Mauritius. And in fact, whether it is Ganeshotsav or Diwali, it is celebrated with same enthusiasm that we see in India. There is a Hindi teaching arrangement there. You also have Mahatma Gandhi Institute, which has been supported by India. Then we are now supporting to establish an archives center in that country, which will be very important. There is, in the March visit, it was decided to also, there will be Civil Service College there established. There will be a library will be established. So these are really the, I would say, these are foundations of any relationship. And this will certainly boost our relations further. And about Prime Minister Navin Ram Gulam, he was unwell during COVID times, COVID-19 times. He was flown to India and he got recovered here. So he's got this latest kind of, I would say,
softer side
towards India.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Moole, for sparing your valuable time and giving us so much insight on India-Mauritius relationship.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on India-Mauritius bilateral cooperation. The participants were Gyaneshwar Moole, former ambassador, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani correspondent. Spotlight.